listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I went around and went into the house, ran upstairs, told my wife...
And I do want to apologize...
We are taking the general's words very serious.
Mike, I felt this throwing up my leg.
If I were running Hillary Clinton's campaign right now, I might have a feeling actually running down my leg.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. Taking your ass to the very edge of reality since 1990, where truth is our bitch. 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And through the looking glass, we go. Welcome to our program. A Florida church vows to burn the Quran on 9/11. Floyd Mayweather has apologized for that rant that we found so amusing on Friday night against Manny Pacquiao. Dr. Ron Tarner will be with us later on this evening to talk. Finally, we've been able to lasso him to talk about the latest controversy involving Dr. Stephen Hawking, who said that God did not create the universe. And Bob Green will join us in just a moment. Mr. Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on making money during a recession and the new sort of instant millionaires that we see oftentimes at times in the American economy. Our number 877-876-PHIL and our affiliate spotlight tonight, a brand new affiliate in Phoenix on the air this evening at KBSC 1260 AM. We'll be on in Honolulu on Friday night with a new affiliate there in the beautiful Hawaiian Islands, and in El Paso, KROD 600 AM. And, of course, our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And when we talk about the economy and the numbers keep getting worse and worse and worse, oftentimes we think about, you know, entrepreneurs, people that are able to make money even in a down economy, people that are able to make money with a good idea that just suddenly takes off. Robert Green joining us from Buena Park, California tonight. Robert, you have started a chain of grocery stores, 23 across the Southeast and the Southwest, and you've written a new book called The Cheap Way to the Top. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Phil, great to be with you.
So you started this business when did you start Fraser Foods?
1980.
In 1980, that's we're talking 30 years now that you guys have been at it, right?
We started the company with a store in Buena Park, California, which is where I am right now. And eventually, our second store was in San Diego. Our third store was in Anaheim. And then we went to Phoenix, Arizona, and we put another store in Tucson. We are now in the Southeast with some 20 stores, and we're opening a new store in Central Florida, in Winter Park, Florida, coming up in December. So Fraser Foods is an old-fashioned story, Phil, of building a company. You start with a good idea. You execute that good idea. You have good people with you to help you execute that good idea. And you continue to push with hard work, with intelligent marketing, with a very good product. And you can't fail if you are delivering something that the American consumer wants. Our book, The Cheap Way to the Top, is a book really about the kind of a moneymaker, a millionaire that I don't think Americans have much admiration for, and certainly none of us that have worked our way up from the bottom. I'm not denigrating for a moment the products necessarily these men sell, but I will say that it's not a real dollar. Somebody said to me once, "Are you saying that these people don't make an honest dollar?" I said, "No, I'm not saying they don't make an honest dollar. I'm saying the money they make isn't real. It isn't anything that, if I were going to play poker with these guys, I'd say you're going to have to sit down with some real money, because that money you're bringing to the table is play money."
All right, let's talk about some of these businesses that you mentioned in The Cheap Way to the Top, and then compare them to businesses that you admire. Other than your own business, what businesses would you say you admire?
Well, I admire all of the chain groceries, the Vons, the Krogers, these companies that started small and went large. Here in Buena Park, we have another business that started very small and became an international financial giant, and that is the Knott's Amusement Park.
That started out as just a restaurant, right?
Well, Knott's Berry Farm was literally a berry farm.
And then the couple was making food?
Well, when they were waiting for their preserves to be canned, Mrs. Nuts literally would make the chicken dinner or something for them, so they'd sit down and have this chicken dinner. I admire that. I admire the long-standing companies in America like IBM, long-standing companies with name value, name recognition like Sears, and they started small and they went big. You asked me to give an example.
Yeah, so give me an example from your book, The Cheap Way to the Top, of the kind of business that you don't admire or that you say is this made-up money.
Well, I'll give you one. Ben and Jerry's is an example.
Now, this has nothing to do with their politics, does it?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with their politics. It doesn't help. I don't agree with them politically, but it's got nothing to do with that. Ben and Jerry's is just not real money. It's two men that decided because they liked to eat ice cream, I guess, they would make ice cream. And the ice cream they made tasted good. I for the life of me, I can't figure out how you can mess up ice cream, you know.
Well, what about the little ideas they had for, like, Cherry Garcia, you know?
Well, if you call that marketing brilliance, then, you know, I got a bridge to sell you over in you know, that goes across the Pacific Ocean and reaches China, and you can get there in a half an hour. I don't consider that to be anything more than what a child does with a coloring book. I could have a child, and I'll tell you what I mean by that, Bill. I could have a child lay down on the floor like children do and give them a coloring book and go ahead and color. And what that child creates is every bit as good as what Ben and Jerry's did with their little names like Cherry Garcia and that fish, what do they call it, fish food?
Yeah, fish food. I don't know what that is.
Well, it doesn't sound very appetizing. Another example, I don't want to stay on Ben and Jerry too much because I've got a lot to say about them. To me, the money they make, Ben and Jerry, is not real. I wouldn't consider them to be my equal, no matter how much money they make.
Well, what if they were wealthier than you? Would you say that...
Even if they were wealthier than me, yeah.
Would you say that Ben and Jerry, it's a pretty good a guess that they're wealthier individually than you?
I don't think that's a good guess at all.
But I mean, their company is more internationally known.
No, I don't think that's a good guess at all. I don't know that Ben and Jerry know anything about business. I know they make ice cream, and I know that they probably have an accountant, and I know they got lucky. And that's what I mean by the cheap way to the top. Let's make ice cream because we like to eat ice cream, and that I don't think sends a good message to the country. Two men who are obviously very bad health. You can look at both of them, and they look like they're in dismal health. And they are marketing and pushing a product that is going to degenerate the health of America. They seem to be happy about that. And it's ice cream. So I don't see any real intelligence there. I see a degenerate mentality there.
All right. Give me another. That's, by the way, the strength of your words are not lost on me, you know?
Well, I hope they're not, because...
Yeah, I mean, calling those two guys degenerates...
No, I didn't say that, Phil. I said that it's a degenerate mentality. That's a degenerate mentality to push ice cream. You are too big. Anybody that is overweight like that and pushes food, I think, is operating in a degenerate mentality. You know, my ex-wife, her mother, was very overweight. I loved the woman. I loved her, but she was very overweight. And when you came over to the house, she had cookies, she had cake. And I would say to my wife, that is a degenerate mentality to look the way she does and keep pushing cookies.
Boy, Bob, that's pretty strong to be talking about a family member. But nonetheless, I'm not going to judge you.
Well, this is a philosophy that I've got that is...
No, I'm not going to judge you. Give me another example of a company that you say is a part of this cheap way to the top?
This 99-cent store. It was started by a man named Gold. It's about the luckiest idea I ever heard of in my life. This guy, David Gold, who basically found a basement full of garbage and said, let's sell it all for a dollar apiece. That's not an inspiration. That's nothing but sheer luck. And so I don't have any respect for that. I think that... that's an idea that's going to be, it's not going to have legs.
You know, if you do you not respect? So, in other words, what you're saying is you don't respect anyone that didn't put in the years.
No, it's not that I don't respect someone that didn't put in the years, but you'll notice all of these fly-by-night, what I call fly-by-night ideas, these cheap way-to-the-top ideas, are things that we don't need that probably make us worse as people, not better. 99-cent stores, what do they sell? They have to sell garbage. There's nothing else you can sell for 99 cents. Ben and Jerry's, what do they sell? They have to sell something that's bad for you. Let's go over to Mrs. Fields. Here's another example of an overnight success, what I call a cheap way to the top. Here's a woman. I've seen her on television. She's a very attractive lady. She made these chocolate chip cookies, and now she has parlayed that into some kind of a celebrity that I don't understand. They're not very good cookies, and they're chocolate chips, so she was capitalizing on the big thing that people have for chocolate chip. And so she's a one of these cheap way to the top. I think she basically got successful because she's, forgive me for saying this, nice to look at.
All right, hold on for a minute. We're talking to Robert Greene. Boy, Bob, that last line there.
Well, she had a show on the Food Network.
Right, all right. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Robert Greene here, and we're talking to him about his book, The Cheap Way to the Top. The people, in his estimation, who have made their money in a cheap way, in an overnight way, are not a substantial group. Ben and Jerry, David Gold, who made the 99-cent store. What about this Burt's Bees?
Yeah, well, that's another guy. This guy, Burt Chavitz. That's a product that is a con job, in my opinion. So he has taken, basically, the waste product of bees, because that's what women are rubbing on their hair and their skin. They are taking whatever you find in a bee's toilet, and they're wiping it on themselves.
And I thought it was like honey.
No, it's bee excrement. Now here's a guy that has taken Burt's.
Are you sure about that?
That is my understanding. Yeah, Phil.
But women seem to think it's great as a beauty treatment.
Women can think anything they want, but the fact of the matter remains that it's a product that I don't think took any intelligence. It didn't take any real ingenuity. And it certainly didn't take the brains that my product took. And there's others, Slinky, the Hula Hoop. These are products that we honor, and for all the wrong reasons, because the guy that came up with the Slinky, which is basically a spring, this is the guy that got lucky in a garage someplace and made $1 million. The Hula Hoop is the same sort of degenerate idea.
You in your book, you call all of these from degenerated mentalities. Before we go to our break, 877-876-PHIL, why do you call Mrs. Fields cookies, Ben & Jerry ice cream, the Slinky, the Hula Hoop, and Burt's Bees and all this stuff, why do you say this is all the product of a degenerate mentality?
It is, in my opinion, Phil, these are all products of a degenerate mentality because they're all products of a mind that doesn't want to work hard. They're all products of a mind that wants a lucky dollar, and that mind was indulged. They got their luck. They got their millions. And the products themselves, the 99-cent store is, as I said, it's got to be garbage. Mrs. Fields cookies, you can make them better yourself. The cheap garbage like a Slinky or a Hula Hoop.
And yet these are iconic products.
Well, they may be iconic, but they can be iconic, but it's garbage. Putting a plastic thing around you and swinging it around that's garbage.
The people that buy these products, then?
Well, I think they're people that have been manipulated into thinking they need something that they really don't need. My product, people need. It's food. Mrs. Fields cookies, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Orville Redenbacher. They don't need that.
Very interesting. Robert Greene with us. His book is called The Cheap Way to the Top, Examples of People That Made Millions with Cheap, Degenerate Ideas. 877-876-PHIL. Who is the more valuable entrepreneur, the man who spends years making his money, like Robert Greene, or the overnight successes like Ben and Jerry's, which he calls degenerate? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
Because the man is dead.
Hold on. Bob Green from Fraser Foods, his book is called The Cheap Way to the Top, where he lists examples of what he calls a make-believe dollar, a degenerated concept. And you're saying things like Ben and Jerry's, Mrs. Fields cookies. These are overnight successes, right?
Pretty much, Phil, you and I were having a conversation. I hope you don't think it was an argument, because I don't have anything personally against Billy Mays. God rest his soul. Billy Mays was a marvelous pitch man. And you can't say that Billy Mays, I'm not insulting Billy Mays when I say that Mighty Putty or some of these things that he sold is garbage, you know.
Well, I don't understand what you mean by garbage, because if you say, for instance, if people are buying stuff because it's an overnight success, does it automatically mean it's garbage?
Look, if you've got a guy on TV like Billy Mays or this young man that I've seen lately who is, I think he's a Australian with this stoneware cookware where he's scrambling eggs, and I know I'm getting conned by somebody with an Australian accent, and he's talking about how great this is. I know that what he is basically pitching, the handle's going to fall off of it as soon as it gets to my house. Billy Mays was a great pitch man. But if you're trying to tell me that Mighty Putty is anything other than something you're going to have to shave a kid's head to get out of his hair, then I don't agree. And so
Billy Mays, in your opinion, is a part of this degenerate mentality.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it sends a wrong message to the kids when we're pushing this stuff that it's overnight success stuff. The ShamWow. There's one. The ShamWow has got to be, I don't know anything about the ShamWow, but I'll bet you that there are chemicals on it that would make you go blind. But it's so popular because of that guy that beat up the hooker.
Well, I don't want to get into that story, but you're saying the ShamWow, Billy Mays' Mighty Putty, and all this other stuff, basically, it's overnight success means it's cheap stuff.
It is a degenerate mentality that tells us this is valuable when it was just two fat men making ice cream. Yeah.
877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. And here is Yvette in Houston. Yvette, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I was just thinking that Robert Green, he's being a hypocrite because he's saying how these other businesses like Ben and Jerry and Burt's Beeswax, that, you know, their products aren't basically good enough for the people. But in reality,
I don't think they are, ma'am, only because my stores have been around for 30 years. Burt's Bees is the result of a man collecting bee excrement.
But his business, what he's been doing, he's been doing it for years, and he just thought, okay, well, this product is used for this, and it's not. You know, the product doesn't come from a bee's, you know, toilet.
What do you mean the man's been doing it for years? Burt's Bees hasn't been around that long.
I don't know. How long has Burt's Bees? Do you use it, Yvette?
It's been around for a while, and he uses herbs and all these other botanicals.
Well,
but these other companies are actually trying to start a company to meet a need for the people, a target. They're creating a target market. And, you know, if the 99-cent store is actually trying to meet a need for people that are on a budget and can buy stuff for that price, it's not garbage. Actually, people have a need for it, just like you created a company that people have a need for.
Yes, but it took me They're not on the same page with me. It took me years to develop my company. I didn't say, ooh,
you're basically, you're starting a business to make money, so are these companies.
But I'm giving people quality. I'm not giving them bee waste
and I'm not. I didn't discover Facebook full of garbage.
It doesn't matter whether you give them quality or, you know.
Of course it does. Of course
product.
It does. Can I ask you a question, Miss?
Slinky or the hula hoop, and you said it's plastic, it's cheap. It can also give,
right.
Like, the hula hoop can also give people a workout as well. Like,
well, I think you're trying to find, and what workout, if you look at two old men like Ben and Jerry who look like they both have diabetes and they're pushing ice cream, do you not feel assaulted? I would.
All right, well, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Thank you very much, Yvette. 877-876-PHIL. Who's better, Bob Green or Ben and Jerry at
Phil
making money?
Henry.
I am.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green joining us from Fraser Foods. He's written a book called The Cheap Way to the Top, and we're talking about people, businesses, individuals, entrepreneurs who have made a splash. They've made a splash on the financial page as well as in your local supermarket, pharmacy, convenience store, wherever. And Bob, you're the CEO of a grocery chain, a traditionally built enterprise of some 30 years. And in your book, you take on what you call overnight successes that spring from a degenerate mindset.
That is correct, yeah.
And again, I want you to describe that for me so that then we'll get into some examples. But what do you mean by a degenerate mindset?
As I said, I think that a degenerate mindset is someone that did not work very hard at developing the idea that they've got. They suddenly found that a lot of people wanted what they didn't take a long time thinking up. And the thing they want makes them worse as people, not better. The 99-cent store. That didn't take a lot to think up. This guy David Gold lucked into that idea. In fact, I think that that idea is such a bad idea, and it, there's no real logic as to why it's a success, that I suspect many of these people of some kind of subterfuge, either paying off for the lease. I don't know what they did. You know, paying off people to have their product put in a display and have another product taken.
You're, in other words, some illegal or unethical...
It seems that way to me.
Behavior?
It seems that way to me, yeah. Orville Redenbacher is a classic example of an individual who... Popcorn is not a brain surgeon type of product. Orville Redenbacher, all you have to do is look at him to know that this is not a giant businessman. So why would I want to buy that? Well, I wouldn't. I think anybody that would want to buy what Orville Redenbacher is selling has a degenerate mindset, because Orville Redenbacher, a guy that looks as if he is the son of a... He looks Amerasian, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that has nothing to do with making popcorn, so I don't understand that.
And, well, I don't understand why you would criticize that, you know?
Well, I just... Again, there's something wrong with this picture. Orville Redenbacher making money at popcorn. The 99-cent store making money. There's something wrong with a man that had bypass surgery in 2001, this Ben, selling ice cream. There's something wrong with this picture. So
you suspect all of these people of having done something illegal, illicit, unethical.
Something that I think if they hurt someone along the way. There's somebody that got hurt. There is a competing business, the owner of which is wincing in pain today as he sees their success and he sees his destroyed business. They ripped somebody off along the way. I just refuse to believe that Mrs. Fields was able to sell chocolate chip cookies because she just happens to bake them real good. No. Forget it. No way.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking to Robert Green about the book, The Cheap Way to the Top. Now you came up on the slinky, the hula hoop, and things like that, which you also say are products of not a lot of imagination.
No, they were not products of a lot of imagination. They were, again, a very lucky way for someone to make a lot of money. And we celebrate that. I don't think it is the right message to send our young people to say, here's a guy in a garage that came up with a spring that goes down some steps. Isn't he a genius, and isn't he a great American? Well, no, he isn't. He's lucky. By all intents and purposes, he most likely hurt someone on his way to success. His slinky probably was the theft of another idea. The same with the hula hoop. God knows how many people were hurt or went bankrupt so that Wham-O could have their moment in the sun. How much bloodletting?
But hold on for a minute. You're not talking literally.
No, I don't mean literally, but how much pain and how many people were put out of homes and put in the street so that a hula hoop could make a big splash?
877-876-PHIL, talking to Robert Green here. Let me go over to a phone call. Keith in Abilene, Texas. Keith, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I would just like to say I think it's kind of unfair for this guy to say this about people who invented things, which made America, you know. I think he's just upset because he's probably
getting
sales at his restaurant that he needs at a time of recession. You know, I see it here where I am, and folks is not going in the restaurants and they're closing up. And, you know, I think you're just being unfair for people who invented things, you know, talking about, you know, these fly-by-night businesses, you know, because nobody's coming in your restaurant.
Well, what about that, Bob? What about, what about the idea that, what about what this gentleman's saying, Bob, that, you know, there might be a little sour grapes?
First of all, sir, I don't own a restaurant. I own a grocery store. And businesses, it could be better. Am I angry because Orville Redenbacher, who doesn't know anything really about anything, made a lot of money with a popcorn bottle of, you know, of whatever he calls it, Joy Pop or something? Of course I'm resentful. Wouldn't you be? Wouldn't you be resentful?
You know, you wasn't feeling like this a while back. You're only feeling like this because the way the economy is treating everybody. So you do have something that the people do need. They need to eat. But, you know, you probably sit in your restaurant not getting any sales thinking that, okay, you just saw this kid rather go to the dollar store to buy a hula hoop instead of your food.
Well, I think that it is a degenerate, again, I will go to this word, a degenerate mindset that a kid goes to get a hula hoop instead of coming to my store to buy a candy bar. And that bothers me because the guy that invented that hula hoop did nothing really special. Think about it. You and I could have done that. How many people?
Well, I am an inventor.
You probably invented a lot of stuff, yeah. But how many people are dead today? Dead as a direct result of this guy walking all over them on his way to the top with his hula hoop. How many people died?
I would say this.
How many people died when the guy made the slinky?
What do you mean dead? You're talking.
Phil, I know business. And this gentleman probably knows too. It is a bloodthirsty, bloodletting business, and a guy could come up with something as benign as a hula hoop or Mission to Marzipan ice cream, and there are dead bodies littering the road to that invention.
Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
Well, Mr. Henry, what I think is that as this guy, this gentleman, talking about degenerate mindset folks, coming up with things that's just not needed. Yeah, there's a lot of things out there that I feel is not needed as well. But, you know,
while the sales
is not there, you just need to make a lot of more noise about advertisement. I mean, advertisement is a multi-billion-dollar business. So just
advertising. I think it takes a very degenerate customer to buy ice cream from a guy that has had bypass surgery.
But if this guy wanted to come in your store to eat, you wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, sir, I can tell you, I don't look like Ben and Jerry, two guys that look like they've lost their spleens.
All right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
There's people that look like they came out of a carnival. But what does that got to
do with anything? Exactly. Yeah. Well, okay. The guy that
you
came up with
that idea, the guy that came up with
Burt's Bees,
make
the
a
guy
lot
that
of
came
more noise
with,
in advertisement, and you can get the business.
Look, sir, the guy that came up with Burt's Bees looks like he sleeps in a van. He looks like he sleeps under his truck at night. And yet he's been able to sell to the tune of millions bee waste for women to wipe
well, you
on
know
their
what?
Face.
I would say this, then. If
that's right.
Know.
Comes right out of a bee's you-know-what.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You sound like you might be able to do well in the comedy business.
Boy, no kidding.
Well, you know, you guys can laugh. No, you can make fun if you want. You can make jokes if you want, but I'm telling you right now, I don't understand how a guy makes millions of dollars on a product. Bees, Burt's Bees, this is a con job that goes back to the days of snake oil salesmen. I'm telling you, it goes back to the days of goat gland grafting.
All right, listen, thank you, Keith, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Robert Green of Fraser Foods. That was a pretty funny line, Bob. You know,
what is funny about a man who has conned millions of American women with his Burt's Bees into wiping on their mouths something that comes out of a bee's ass? And I
we don't know that that's the case. This is, it's honey wax, I thought.
No, it is not. That's the whole thing with Burt's Bees. That's what makes it organic, and it makes it very, I don't know what you want to call it, very hippy-dippy, very new-agey. It's bee. You know, from a bee's bathroom.
And well, I heard it was bee wax or some kind of honey wax.
What do you mean bee wax?
I mean honey wax. That's what I heard. 877-876-PHIL. Here is David in Queens, New York, listening to us on WWRL. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bob Green.
I don't understand this guy. So what are you, man? You like a disgruntled businessman or something? Why are you bashing?
No, I just want to know, why is it? Why would you want to buy ice cream from
everybody who has been successful in those areas? Matter of fact, I have a ShamWow, and it works very good. It works very good.
I got
no chemicals and nothing in it. But I'm really representing. Those are good businessmen, you know, with good ideas. It sounds like you failed in your ideas as far as being a businessman. Why are you hating on these people who are keeping keeping the economy up? Actually, they are actually keeping the economy up.
I'm not hating. I'm not hating on them. I'm saying
it sounds like you're.
Are you believing? Can I ask you a question? Are you believing that Orville Redenbacher actually makes popcorn? I mean, how is that possible?
He found a better way to have it popped. He made it easier to pop. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I believe in God. And I believe a lot of those other people believe in God because they had a good idea and they used it to their ability. Now, whether it didn't work or not.
I don't know if it's God's work that a hula hoop. How many dead bodies are there? You know what?
Don't be so dramatic, Bob. You know, he's being very dramatic, and I don't think I appreciate that, to say that how many people got stepped on so the guy could make the hula hoop.
I'm asking this gentleman,
how many people are dead because of guns and drugs? How many people are out there dead because of guns and drugs?
A lot.
How about that?
A lot of people.
How about that?
Talk about
that.
A lot of people. I agree with you. They
did not die from a hula hoop, and they did not die from popcorn getting stuck in their throat.
I will ask you this. How many people are dead out there because of Orville Redenbacher? I don't know.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to accuse a man of. And I'm going to tell you something else. That's an actionable thing to say that Orville Redenbacher is responsible for deaths.
I'm saying in the business world, Orville Redenbacher is stepping on people. How many guys died of a stroke?
And plus, sir. And then you're calling people who buy these projects degenerates. And I think that's also
a false thing.
You're calling me a degenerate. I brought the ShamWow. So what does that make me a degenerate? You understand what I'm saying?
I think you bought into the idea that a guy can come up with a rag and suddenly it's magic.
That's right. I bought into it. And
there's something missing upstairs.
Look, a ShamWow was made out of chamois. We all know what chamois is. And what they did is they took chamois and they turned it into an absorbent cloth. That's all.
Get a load of Henry pretending like
it's
he knows
what
it is.
Good idea, man.
Wait a minute.
It sounds like you had a bunch of good ideas that didn't work as well as theirs did. Ben and Jerry's, they're also some good guys, man. I mean, I love the ice cream, man.
They are.
They had a good idea.
Are they good?
They joined together.
Can I ask you a question? Do you want to have a stroke? Do you want bypass surgery?
It doesn't mean he's going to have bypass surgery because he likes their ice cream. One of the two guys, Ben, had bypass surgery. All right, so Ben's got bad health. Okay?
That's the message that Ben is sending to David and to all the young people of America. Go ahead and eat my ice cream and clog up an artery.
No, you know, listen, man. It sounds like you hating on a lot of these manufacturers.
No,
out
sir.
There,
No, I'm not.
These people have some good ideas. They're using them. They're keeping the personal economy going. They are small businessmen who keep things going. So why not use your idea to keep these things going?
Right.
I don't understand why
I would rather not have.
Are your ideas not working for you? Not working for you?
My ideas will work for me once you know what.
What do you sell, sir? What do you sell? What do you make?
I am a grocer. I have grocery chain, grocery store.
You got a grocery. So you got a 99-cent store then? That's what you're saying. You got a 99-cent store.
Only I sell food. Only I sell food.
So what?
So 99-cent food is better than the 99-cent store. Why?
Because that stuff that guy is selling, he pulled from a. God knows what, a nuclear reactor. I don't know what that
is.
It's garbage that he found in a basement.
All right.
Sir.
Exactly. I got to take a break. David, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Robert Green of Fraser Foods about his book called The Cheap Way to the Top and what he says are overnight success stories that he doesn't trust. Orville Redenbacher, and how many dead bodies litter the road to success for hula hoop? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Go ahead and laugh. Good man out there.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour is Dr. Ron Tarner on a very controversial statement made last week by Dr. Stephen Hawking that God did not create the universe. God did not create the universe. Gravity created the universe. We'll talk to Dr. Ron Tarner next hour about that. 877-876-PHIL. With me is Bob Green, the author of The Cheap Way to the Top, how overnight success reflects the degenerate mindset of the inventor as well as the customer. Now, Bob, you were just talking to me about the Foreman grill. That's another example of what you call cheap overnight money, right?
Absolutely, Phil.
Tell me about that.
Well, the Foreman grill is one of these products that has captured the imagination of the average person because of the celebrity of George Foreman combined with our love of hamburgers, and it seems like that should be a good idea. It's not. It's a cheap product that I bought one because I, for the first time in my life, I wanted to have faith in the American entrepreneur, and I almost set fire to my home, I'll have you know.
Are you saying it's not safe?
It was not safe in my home, and supposedly it's easy. They say you can put two hamburgers in there. I don't know anyone that's been able to figure it out. Not a soul. And meanwhile, George Foreman is laughing all the way to the, like he hasn't already laughed all the way to the bank. George Foreman has laughed all the way to the bank just about every year of his life since he started fighting.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Robert Green here about building a business long-term as opposed to the, quote, overnight successes of Ben & Jerry's, Orville Redenbacher, and the products that Billy Mays sells or sold, God rest his soul, and Slinky and Hula Hoop. Here is Diana in Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead, Diana. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you.
Yes.
I would concur with some of this gentleman's assessment, but however, Burt's Bees are phenomenal products. I love them. I use them. They really, you know what's in regular chapstick? It's nothing but petroleum from the ground. It's oil that you put in your car. So chapstick is no better.
Right.
But that's been on the market
for
years.
Yeah, but you're wiping bee crap on
your lips.
Oh, come
on. You have to use it. Burt's Bees products are great, okay? The other thing is the hula hoop. The hula hoop is phenomenal. The hula hoop's great. It gets great exercise. It gives you fun. It gives you great exercise. So those are two products I think you're wrong about.
Those are products. Well, the hula hoop, for starters, great exercise, huh?
It's great. I love it. It keeps you in shape.
Let me ask you, have you talked to anyone who's slipped a disc using one of those?
Nah,
or otherwise
that's when you're
been
out of
paralyzed,
shape.
Paralyzed from the waist down?
Oh, come
you know, man,
that's ridiculous. ridiculous. The hula hoop's fun. It's great. Every kid loves it. I could hula hoop for 20 minutes. Oh, man, that's when you're
out of shape. The man that developed the hula hoop, I would ask you again, how many men died of heart attacks and strokes because that guy stepped on them on his way to the top?
What?
And the same goes with Bert. How many men and women were elbowed out of the way and pushed into life's ditch by the guy that developed that hula hoop? And Burt's Bees is the same thing. See, you tell me about how great it is. It came out of a bee's rear end.
Oh, I love it.
You know what? You're wrong. You're wrong about that. You're wrong. It's honey wax.
Yes.
Okay?
That's right.
Oh, she doesn't know. All she knows is she's been wiping it on her mouth for years.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I bet it is.
All right. Thank you very much, Diana.
You know, I'm insulted by the fact that you two think it's very funny. When I say that Ben and Jerry's is sold by a man that's had bypass surgery, Burt's Bees is sold by some guy that sleeps in a garage or something and pulls this stuff out of a bee's ass.
Well, we got a break. We got to go.
Yeah, swell.
Sorry, Bob, but we will tell people to buy your book. What is it called? The Cheap Way to the Top?
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you. Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next, Dr. Ron Tarner.
Phil Hendry.
The hell with you.